جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں۔
نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں۔ انفارچونیٹلی وی تھنک دیٹ آئیڈل از دا آئیڈل دیٹ از میڈ آف اسٹون، اور اٹ از میڈ آف گولڈ، اور اٹ از میڈ آف سلور۔ ناؤ دیٹ از آئیڈل، سم تھنگ دیٹ از ورشپڈ بائی دا پیپل ہو ڈونٹ بلیو ان اللہ تعالیٰ، دوز ہو آر ان شرک، دین وی سے دیٹ دیٹ از دیئر آئیڈل۔ بٹ بسائڈ دیٹ آئیڈل دیر آر مینی مینی ادر آئیڈلز۔ وٹ ایور اے پرسن گیوز از ہارٹ ٹو اینڈ ہی ڈس اوبیز اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ بیکاز آف ہز لو فور دیٹ ویلتھ اور فور دیٹ پراپرٹی اور فور دیٹ گولڈ اینڈ سلور اور فور دیٹ آئل ویل اور فور دیٹ مائنڈ اور فور دا بیوٹیفل فیس، وٹ ایور از ہز نفسانی خواہش، وٹ ایور از ہز ایول بیس ڈیزائر، وین ہی گیوز ہز ہارٹ ٹو دیٹ بیس ڈیزائر اینڈ ہی ورشپس، اٹ از ایز اف ہی از ورشپنگ دیٹ بیس ڈیزائر بیکاز ہی از فلفلنگ دیٹ بیس ڈیزائر ایٹ دا کاسٹ آف ہز ایمان، ایٹ دا کاسٹ آف ہز لو فار اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ ہز رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ہی از انکنسرن دیٹ مائی اللہ اینڈ ہز رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آر ڈسپلیزڈ، سو دیٹ ہی از جسٹ لائک ورشپنگ دیٹ۔ افرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه، سو ان دیٹ آلسو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ از ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دا ایول ڈیزائرز آف دا پرسن، دا پرسن ہی ہیز میڈ دوز ایول ڈیزائرز از الہ، الہ از سم تھنگ دیٹ از ورشپ۔ سو وین حضرت سیز ان دیٹ پوئٹری، بیکاز دس پوئٹری از ناٹ لیلا مجنو پوئٹری، دس پوئٹری از واز، اٹ از نصیحت۔ So, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، دوز پیپل ہو ہیو گیون دیئر ہارٹس ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دے آر فدا ہو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ، دیٹ مائی ہارٹس ڈیزائرز کین بی شیٹرڈ، دا احکام آف اللہ تعالیٰ مسٹ ناٹ بی شیٹرڈ۔ آئی کین گیو مائی لائف بٹ آئی ول ناٹ شیٹر دا ول اینڈ دا ڈیزائر آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ، دا حکم آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ۔ So when the person is doing that, to fani buto se juda ho rahe. So then he is distancing himself from those perishable idols, those perishable idols which will not bring him any kind of peace and happiness and comfort and solace in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. By him distancing himself from that, or by when the person has given his heart to Allah Ta'ala, then he is distancing himself from these perishable idols. پانی بوتوں سے جدا ہو رہے، ناؤ ہز کنیکشن از کمنگ کلوز اینڈ کلوزر ٹو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ۔
دیز ا کار دیٹ از ابسٹرکٹنگ ان ڈی 366447 چیز۔
جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں، وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں، کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں.
The person is sometimes giving his heart to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes he is giving his life to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this way he is proving his loyalty to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It does not mean that the shahadat is only on the battlefield. That shahadat on the battlefield is hukmi shahadat. Or manavi shahadat. We have two kinds of shahadat, hukmi and manavi. So one is that shahadat which the person gets on the battlefield, that the sword or the bullet takes his life away and it's over. And the other shahadat is all the time that fight against the nafs. The person is prepared to make shaheed of his nafs and get that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is giving his life for Allah Ta'ala, he is giving his desires for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that shahadat we can get every day of our lives. When we are out on the streets, in the marketplace, in our shopping centers, complexes, when our business deals, in our relationship with our wives, our children, our family members, our neighbors, everywhere there is a conflict. One side there is the desire of the nafs and desire of shaitan, and the other side is the desire and the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now when the person suppresses his own desire, his own nafsani khaish, he drinks the blood of his arzu, so then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him the stages of shahadat. His heart gets filled with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat, and he proves his loyalty to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the battle of Uhud, 70 sahabas, they gave their lives. 70 sahabas became shaheed. They wrote the history of Islam with their blood of shahadat to show how important the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. That life is nothing in comparison with the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Jaan di hui usi ki thi, haq to ye hai ke haq ada na hua. Many times you have heard that example, that when does the sun rise? The sun rises after the horizon has turned red. First the horizon turns red, then you see the sun rising. So we have to turn the horizons of our heart red with the blood of our evil desires. Put the knife on the blood, on the evil desires. And when the horizon will turn red, then the suns of the muhabbat of Allah will rise in that heart. Not just one sun. And when this sun rises, it just lights up the world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before he came into this world, the sun was still rising and it was still setting. The moon was waxing and waning. The 14th moon used to appear with all its shine and glory. But it didn't light up the heart of anyone. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming and his talimat, his teachings, it lit up the hearts. Look at the number of people then accepted Islam. And then look at the number of hearts that they lit up. If the awliya of our time, in their sohbat and company, our hearts get lit up. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. So what about that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's heart mubarak? What kind of noor must have been there for those people that came into contact with him? So this is the essence of this poetry, suppression of our evil desires. We will say that this is the same thing that we're listening to all the time, suppression of evil desires. But there is no other route to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's no other way that we can connect ourselves. The only way is taqwa. And taqwa is obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, distancing ourselves from haram. Not doing too many things. This is the only deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the beautiful deen where we are not told that you must do too much. We are told must give up this, give up that, give up that. Don't do and take big, big rewards from Allah ta'ala in the akhirat. Don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't speak lies, don't make ghibat. Now these are things don't do. But look at the rewards on that. So that is the only way that we can get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's connection. With zikr, tilawat, ibadat, we get sawab. But until we don't give up sins in our lives, we will not be able to get this ruhaniyat and the tajalli in our hearts.
Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sidq o safa ho rahe hain. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sidq o safa ho rahe hain. Kabhi pee rahe hain lahu aarzu ka, kabhi pee rahe hain lahu aarzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hain.
Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sidq o safa ho rahe hain. Our happiness, sacrificing it over the happiness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are becoming from the Ahl al-Sidq wa Safa. How else are we going to prove our sadaqat, our truthfulness, that indeed we are obedient servants of Allah ta'ala, that we have believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as our khaliq, our malik, our master. How will we prove that what we had said in the Alam-e Arwah, when we questioned, Alastu bi Rabbikum, Qalu Bala. How are we going to prove? Sadaqat is required, truthfulness, in our zahir and in our batin. Not only our zahir. Zahir is extremely important. Without zahir, the person cannot claim that his batin is right. There must be zahir also and batin. Again, many times you have been explained that it can happen that a person, sometime his zahir can be misleading. The zahir can be like ours, that when you look at the zahir, then you think that the person is very pious, very righteous, very Allah wala. And then when we trade with him, we deal with him, or we give our daughter in marriage to him, then we realize that we made a big mistake. That we were misled by his zahir, by his outward. So that can happen, that sometimes the person's zahir is not in good, is in excellent condition. But his batin is not right. That can happen. But it has never happened that a person's batin has been certified excellent, but his outside condition is not right. If his heart is in correct condition, it's got the muhabbat of Allah, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person has got the ilm and the knowledge that is required, the necessary knowledge of deen. And the person, his heart is clean and purified of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, and of all the other evils. So then his outside must be right. If his batin is right, the outside must be right. If the outside is not right, it shows there's some weakness and deficiency in the batin. So that can never be happening, that where a person's batin is good, but his outside condition is clean shaven, pants flowing beneath the ankle, and he's wearing clothes that the kuffar and the mushrikeen the way where you cannot differentiate some kind of clothes that are specifically worn by people of other faith and religions. Now, all those kind of things, if he has got on the outside and he says, my batin is 100% good, I am a very, very good Muslim because my batin is very good, then you will not accept that. There is no, you will say that you are a liar in your claim that your batin is right. If your batin had been right, then you would have been obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even in your zahir. So, hum ab ahle sidq o safa ho rahe hain, kabhi pi rahe hain lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. We are going to make fana of our nafs, then that's the time the person will become Allah. We have to drink the khun, the blood of our arzu, our evil desires. And we have to destroy, we have to make fana of the nafs. Now, fana of the nafs doesn't mean we must take a bullet and put it in our chest, or put it at our head and shoot ourselves and say, I made fana because somebody was saying must make fana. So, how to make fana? Take a bullet, shoot yourself and commit suicide and you made fana. Like somebody said that, I can make a person reach Allah in 1 second. So, they told him, so many big buzrugs are trying and trying. They can't make a lot of people reach Allah Ta'ala in years and years. And how can you make a person reach in a few seconds? It's simple. So just take a big log or big piece of wood and knock it on the person's head and kill him. Finish. He's with Allah. Or take a gun and shoot him in his head. When he collapses, he's with Allah Ta'ala. He's gone from this world. He's with Allah Ta'ala. Now that kind of fana we are not talking about. Fana is of the nafs. Desires will surface. Who said desires will not surface? It will surface until the person's dying day. Therefore we are told, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until when do we have to worship Allah? If we are getting tired of our namaz, roza, zakat, and we say, up till when? Up till when must I control my gaze? Up till when must I control my heart? Up till when must I make my ibadat? So then we will say that this person is not from the sidq safa people. He is not truthful in his claim. Because he is getting tired. Whereas the fish never gets tired in the bottom of the ocean. The fish doesn't get tired. If it is taken out of the water, then it becomes restless. The fish is restless when it is pulled out of the water. Every fisherman knows that when the fish is taken out of the water, how it flaps and it just wants to get back into the water. So if the person is getting tired, then it shows that he is not a true claimant. When he says he's got love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what kind of love is there that now he's tired? So thoughts will surface, but that is the fuel to cook the biryani of taqwa. That is the fuel. Burn it in the furnace of taqwa. 120 times you've heard that example of Hazrat. That how will the biryani get cooked? You have to burn the wooden coal, put the deg on that. But now if the person says, how did this biryani get cooked? They say, it got cooked because they burnt wooden coal. So therefore he said, let's eat the wooden coal. So then he will get cooked up. So now what other way is there besides suppression of desires? And Allah Ta'ala, who is so loving, so loving, so loving, so merciful, so kind. He sends 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He sends Sayyidul Rasul Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Reveals the Quran Sharif. Sends the Sahaba Kiram, Tabi'in, Dawa Tabi'in, Awliya, Mashayikh. For what? To guide the people so that they may enter into Jannah. That's how loving he is. So will he prohibit and forbid anything that is of harm to us, anything that is of good to us? Will Allah Ta'ala ever prohibit anything that was of good to us, anything that would have helped us and it was of benefit to us? But Allah Ta'ala has said that no, because this thing is going to be of benefit to the human being, therefore I am prohibiting it. How can that Allah, who is so loving and merciful, prohibit something that is good, that could have been of benefit? Whatever Allah Ta'ala has prohibited has been those things which are of harm. Maulana, ek din maine inse kaha, harm is H-A-R-M. And haram is H-A-R-A-A-M. So the same harm, but with double aim. And a double harm here is me. Anything that's haram, there's double harm in it. So anything that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, it is because it's harmful to the individual, to his family, to the society, to the nation. Harmful for his qabr, for his akhirat, then Allah Ta'ala prohibited it. Kabhi pi rahe hain lahu arzu ka mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. So when we are going to make fana of this nafs, then we'll become ba khuda. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That is what Islam is. That is what deen is. It doesn't cut you off from whole society and from your business and say divorce everybody and go to the jungle and the mountain tops or go and spend the rest of your life with the animals in the Kruger National Park. It doesn't say that. دنیا کے مشغلوں میں بھی وہ باخدا رہے وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. They are in the business, they are in their homes, they are in all activities of life, but their heart is باخدا. مولانا منصور الحق صاحب once mentioned to حضرت یہ in Durban. He said, کوشش کرتا ہوں باوضو رہنے کی لیکن کبھی کبھی باوضو نہیں رہا جاتا. He said, باوضو رہو یا نہ رہو لیکن با اللہ رہو. Whether you got wuzu or not, you won't be questioned. لیکن با خدا رہو. Stay with Allah. That means you must be conscious that my Allah is watching. Once we have this yaqeen, one day, for 1.5 hours, just one couplet, Hazrat made one of his khuddam read. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. When you hide and commit any sin, somebody is watching you from above. And just on that, it went on and on. Carry on and on and on. Why? Because when the person gets that yaqeen that my Allah is watching every move, every action, he knows all the planning and plotting and scheming that my mind is doing, and he knows exactly where I'm getting ready to go. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. He knows what I am watching on the internet sites. He knows what kind of my deals are and what kind of illicit relationships I am engaged in and what kind of chit-chat and mix-it I am caught up with. Allah Ta'ala knows. Now when the person has got that yaqeen that my Allah is watching, then what will happen? He will distance himself. Then it will restrain him. It's a break. MashaAllah. Chalo.
جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو, محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں.
تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے نالائقوں پر کرم ان کی ہر دم عطا ہو رہے. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت. اشک ندامت, the tears of regret, tears of shame, tears of remorse. We shed tears over so many things in our lives, and it is not haram to shed tears over those things sometimes. We shed tears if somebody has to pass away. We shed tears. Nothing wrong. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself also shed tears over the passing away of his son Ibrahim. We shed tears over the loss of our property, of our wealth, accidents, loss of gold and silver coins, or anything else that was beloved to a person and dear and near. On the loss of that, we shed tears. But the tears that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves are the tears that a person sheds out of remorse and regret, shame, nadama. Oh my Allah, what did I do? You who blessed me with so much of your bounties and ni'mats, how can I show disobedience to you? How can I rebel against you? How can I use those same bounties for your disobedience? A person tells somebody that there's a gun, you are living in an area in which there is danger all the time, high risk area, so therefore I'm giving you a gun. You can use it against the enemies. The person takes the same gun and shoots that person who gave it to him. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's bounties are so much, how the person is rebelling against Allah Ta'ala. But when he sheds tears of nadamat, cries before Allah Ta'ala. And that has been the sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba Ikiram, the Tabi'in, Tawla Tabi'in, look at all the awliya, the mashayikh. In spite of all their ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and doing everything that was right, but on the musalla they cry before Allah Ta'ala. That brings them even more closer to Allah Ta'ala, raises their stages. Ashkiya Nadama. We are human beings, we will falter. We will make mistake, we will slip. So when that happens, then what must we do? Must we brag about our sins? Must we justify our sins? Must we advertise our sins in the newspapers, over the radio stations? Unfortunately, we have become rebellious. That we commit sin and then we brag about the sin. We are quite happy whether we are seen in a clubhouse, in a cinema, in a disco, or other kinds of haram establishments, or nightclub, or rave club. So many different types of pictures appear in newspapers of Muslims, which means that they are quite confident that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot seize them, cannot take them to task. They are challenging the might and the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yet tell that person to get out of his car in the Kruger National Park and challenge those lions. One roar of the lion is sufficient to shake the person's livers up. And if he had constipation, he won't require laxative after that. What about the might and power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So he said, tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جامے. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت. یہ شان کرم ہے ہم نالائقوں پر, کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہے. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہے. ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ سلطان ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم یہ شان کرم ہے ہم نالائقوں پر. اٹ از اے شان کرم آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی. کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہے. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Life is running out. We don't have much time. Daily the visas of life are getting cancelled. Every day we hear of how people suddenly left this world. Suddenly. Just a little while ago we had a call from Karachi. 18-year-old young person. Oh, Firoz Mehmed's nephew passed away. The other day there was a 3-month-old baby passed away. 7-year-old child passed away. In this week, different ages. Allah Ta'ala does not take at a particular age to show us that we must be ever ready. But as I always say, not like those ever ready batteries that when you need them, they're dead. They say they're ever ready. But when after 2 months, 6 months, suddenly you need the torch and you put it on, the ever ready battery is not ready to give you light. We must be ever ready. When we leave our home, we don't know whether we are going to return. And when we reach home, we don't know whether we will emerge the next morning. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai, ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. Nobody knows visa of life when it will get cancelled. So for a few years, and the suppression of this nafs is not going to help anybody but ourselves. It will bring peace and sukoon into our lives. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us sukoon in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Sukoon does not mean that we will not suffer any kind of sickness and pain and accidents and hardships and poverty. But even if all that comes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will still give inside the heart, kind of sukoon which the kings of the world don't know. Condition outside can be anything. It will be like the flower that blooms in the midst of all those thorns. Allah Ta'ala is the giver of sukoon. Sakina hiya nurun. What is sakina? Hiya nurun yastaqiru fil qalb. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Tonight's majlis. Well, we had Zashar, so therefore I just gave you a little bit of commentary. But we are very fortunate. We have Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salih Ji Sahib here. He's a Sheikh of Tariqat. He's a principal of the Darul Uloom. He's the Khalifa and Majaz of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alay. And he has had taluk with many, many akabir. So therefore there is no question of jealousy. There's no question of hasad or competition in this suluk. My majlis, no my majlis. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. Whichever ehle dil, if anybody gets their sohbat, inshallah they know how to live in this world and how to die. So Hazrat Maulana is here, so give him a good listening, open our heart and ears, and inshallah we'll find his majlis very beneficial. I will sit myself for the purpose of istifada, to learn, to benefit. We all are muhtaj. Anybody who is ahle dil, we must take benefit from it. In matters of islah, then your shaykh is anfa. That means when it's question of your own islah, then you ask your own shaykh, because he is anfa, is the most beneficial. But that does not mean that you don't take benefit from all the other mashayikh and all the other akabir and the great pious and righteous elders. That is a misunderstanding. Look at all those in Islamic history, from how many asatiza they learned, how many mashayikh they visited. But when it came to the islah, then of course it was one shaykh. So I'm very happy today that Allah Ta'ala sent Mufti Sahib here. Inshallah, he will give us some nasihat, some advices. Mufti Sahib, tashrif lay.
Alhamdulillah, wa salli ala rasooli kareem, wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Hazrat Maulana had spoken about fana. Many a times we listen to these terms and we feel that it has got no basis in the Quran, no basis in the hadith. Whereas the one that studies a little bit of tasawwuf, you will understand that nearly every term that is used, it's got its basis somewhere in the Quran or somewhere in the hadith. Whereas Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was migrating to Medina Munawwara, and he was given chase by the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama. Suhaib radiallahu anhu turned towards them and he says that you people will not be able to get me, and I've got enough spears in my quiver. I can shoot each one of you. But must I show you something that is even better for you? Yes, definitely show us. I've got my money in such and such a place in Makkah Mukarrama. Go and have that, it will be better for you. They left him, and they continued. Rasulullah has received in Medina Munawwara and tells him, Rabihal Bay'u Aba Yahya. Congratulated him with these words. Aba Yahya, that's the name of Suhaib radiallahu. Congratulations. What a beautiful bargain you have struck. Upon which these verses were revealed, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. When you say شَرَى يَشْرِي, it can have two meanings. Some Arabic words have dual meanings, opposite meanings. Like you say طَبَّ can also refer to medication, and it can also refer to sickness. رَجُلٌ مَكْبُوبٌ, sick person, person who is affected with jadu. But by the same token, you can say the person is cured, not the same word. And this happens not only in Arabic, it happens in English as well. We say you've got a slim chance, you've got a flat chance. Opposites, but conveying the same meaning. So Rasulullah had congratulated him in these words, رَبِيحَ الْبَيْءُ أَبَا يَحْيَى. And the verse was revealed, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Amongst men, there are those who sell away their souls. So when we say sell, I've sold a commodity to you, it no more belongs to me. Now it is the commodity of the purchaser. It's his commodity, it's no more my commodity. So Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala had made fana of himself. He said, from now, I don't belong to myself. Allah Pak already endorsed it, that he doesn't belong to himself. He has sold himself to Allah Ta'ala entirely. So if he's going to talk, then it's going to be for Allah Ta'ala. If he's going to see something, then it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the commodity belongs to Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't belong to him any longer. And if he says, no, I can do my own thing, then obviously it's infringing the right of the next person. It's his right now. On the one hand, you say we have given ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have our own ikhtiyar and our own choice of doing things. Then obviously this is not a sale. Then it's a partnership. Allah Pak doesn't want a partnership. He says, I'm Aghna Shuraka. I'm the most independent partner, independent person. I don't require a partnership. So, when we take bayat at the hands of a buzurg, bayat also means sell. Bayat, the root word, the root meaning is sell. In other words, when you have pledged at the hands of the sheikh or the buzurg, then we are saying that we have sold ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from today onwards. That's what we are saying. We have pledged this and we shake hands upon it. In other words, we are endorsing it in the presence of the sheikh that we have sold ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now this is what is called fana. From today onwards, I won't have my own ways, I won't do my own things, I won't do what I think is right, Now I'm totally under the control of someone else. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. So this is called fana. And you sold yourself entirely. Then the only thing that is left now is after you have sold yourself, then be faithful, be truthful in that contract. This is a contract between you and Allah Ta'ala. Now what it requires of you is be truthful in that contract. Then now don't fail in that contract. I'll just relate one incident. It's a very long topic, but just one incident that will elucidate this perhaps. Shibli Rahmatullah Alayh says that I was having a debate with myself. My heart was saying that tu bakhile, tum to kanjuso, you're a miser. And I was challenging, no, I'm not a miser. Alright. We'll see in the morning. Must prove yourself. You see, you're not a miser, you must prove yourself. Right, you want a whole bag of gold coins. And the first deserving person that you find in the morning, you must give away this gold coins to him. Alright, deal is done. Tomorrow we're going to check out. He walks past a barber shop, barber salon, and he sees an old blind man having a haircut. He says, now this is the right candidate. He's blind, he's old, on his clothes, he doesn't appear to be a wealthy person. He may require that wealth. So he comes up to this old man who is blind and he says, Afeji, normally in India the blind man is called Afeji. The reason for that is nearly every blind person is a Hafiz. So they call him a Hafiji. So this is a bag of gold coins for you. So he says, no, achcha mauke par ab le aaye, you brought it at the right time. I didn't have the fee to pay the baba. So give it to him. Shibli Rahmatullah says that a thought began to cross my mind that perhaps he doesn't know what's inside. It's 200 gold coins. One gold coin is now approximately, I think, 5,000 rands approximately. So he doesn't know what it is. And therefore he's saying, just give it to him. So I told the Hafiji, Hazrat, ye toh sone ke ginni hai. Sone ki ashrafiya hai. Koso hai. So the old man that was blind looked at Shibli and says, humne kaha nahi tha ke tum bakhil ho. Didn't we say that you are a miser? Achha, ye toh dil ke chor ko pakar liya. Ye khob the thief within the mind, within the heart. Now, it's a lengthy incident, but what I want to bring to your attention, draw to your attention is this, that in the past, the awliya, Buzurgan al-Din, and those that were under the guidance and instruction of the Buzurgan al-Din, they made hisab of themselves. They kept on reckoning for themselves, accounting for themselves. You see, Shibli is reached to the heights of the awliya, but that did not stop him from accounting for himself. You know, you're a miser. I see this weakness in you. So this is the very essence of this tasawwuf, that we keep on taking a hisab, an account of ourselves. My niyat is right. Am I doing it as I supposed to be doing it? Was there some ostentation and show? Was I spiteful in this situation? I spoke to him. Was I spiteful? Was I angry? Did I overstep the mark? If I did it, then I must correct myself. I need to make an asking for an apology, istighfar, etc. So at every step, you are taking hisab, you're accounting for yourself. And when you take an account of yourself, inshallah, you must be right. In order to hide our mistakes, hide our faults that we have in our businesses, we go to an accountant. We don't want to be embarrassed. We hide that embarrassment in the presence of the taxman or whatever. We go to the qualified accountant, go and see my books. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be called up. I don't want my name to be flashing on the papers. So to hide that embarrassment, we go to the professional accountant. So here we don't even feel ashamed to go and expose our mistakes. For the little bit of worldly disgrace and humiliation, we're not afraid to go and hide our mistakes. Right? We'll go, everything, the last thing we'll go and tell him all the stories we need telling, we'll tell him. Normally that's what happens to people. Accountant, they tell him everything, all the history, uplang, whatever, everything they'll tell him. So we don't feel ashamed. Why? Because we are trying to conceal that embarrassment. Now, how much more it is important for us that we reckon for ourselves, we account for ourselves on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will call out. He says, Allah Pak will call out, this is so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, from this town, from this village, etc. Has anybody got any claim against him? Make that claim. The son will desire at that time that I can have some type of a claim against my father. And the wife will wish that I have some type of a claim against my husband. And each one will try to avoid the other. But Allah Ta'ala announce in the entire assembly that is gathered there on that day, that anybody has got any type of claim, make it now. So this is the very essence that we take hisab of ourselves. Now look at that Shibli Rahmatullah Ali, and look at this Hafiji, said, give it to the barber. Now he turns it to the barber. So the barber says that when this Hafiji came and sat on my seat this morning, that I thought to myself that I'm going to do this solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for nothing else. So in tikro ki wajah se mein apni niyat ko kharab nahi karta. For this dirt and this filth, I'm not going to spoil and corrupt my intention. See the hisab. He's also worried about the hisab, that I made a niyat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for no reason am I going to contaminate my niyat. My niyat must be perfect. So this hisab and the hisab of the heart. I've seen this person for what I've seen him. Many a times, doesn't tell me, you know, I saw that, watching who's coming on the other end of the street. And he turned out to be a woman. I said, astaghfirullah. Now, turn around on the other end of the street, and if it is happens to be a very ugly woman, I said, astaghfirullah. I looked also, but I didn't get anything out of it. But the idea is that, what was the need for you to see? Why did you need to verify who's that person? Many a times, these type of impressions, the heart has captured that picture. It's in the heart now. It's in the mind. You just did it out of curiosity to see what's there. But then now, right in namaz, and that picture is flashing again. That girl that I saw on that street. You're making sajda, but that girl is flashing. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Mawlana, what he had said was more than sufficient. So it's just spoiling Mawlana's talk. May Allah Ta'ala forgive me for that. And grant us all tawfiq. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين